The protesters demanded that the flag of Mississippi, which features a Confederate battle flag in the left corner, be taken down. Along Broad, the flags of all 50 states were on display for the DNC, but this flag from 1894, the protesters said, is an offensive symbol. A few people threw shoes tied to a rope, attempting to pull it down. Then a police captain on the scene evaluated the situation and called a truck with a ladder to help out.
Well, right now there's a guy in the caddy thing, and he's going up there and he's going to take down the flag. It's beautiful, and we're all cheering. There's everybody here. Everyone's watching it happen.
Alana Bowen of San Antonio was one of the protesters insisting that the flag be removed.
And he's just taking it off. It's all off the pole. Everyone is cheering. The Confederate flag is gone. There was one down the street, too, that they took off.
The tension dissipated, and marchers began chanting, "Thank you," to the police. Once the crowd left, Nick DeRica stepped out of the pizza shop in front of the empty flagpole. He wasn't happy.
We fly the flags of all 50 states up and down Broad Street, without exception, as a sign of unity and as welcome to people who come from other places.
Besides delivering pizza, DeRica is an adjunct history professor at Temple.
When you block a public thoroughfare, you're breaking the law. And to demand that they take down a flag of the State of the Union and have the police cave into them, I think is shameful.
Victory for some, shameful for others, but police cleared the scene without making a single arrest. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.